The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Amy Grisak. I'm a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, where water is a very precious commodity. We receive roughly 13 inches or so of precipitation a year, and unfortunately, most of that is not during the summer when we need it the most. We receive snow and rain in the winter and the spring, and then it seems like the faucet turns off and we are left to our own devices. So watering is a very big deal around here. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me, when is a good time to water their garden? Now, when I was growing up in Ohio, we were always taught that you shouldn't water at night because it can promote disease. And I do think that's really good advice. Back there, it's a totally different climate. It's very humid, it's warm, and if you're watering at night, the water droplets have a tendency to set on the leaves and the vegetation, and things mildew and mold back there faster than anything. So it doesn't go anywhere. It just sits and can cause a problem. So back in those more temperate climates, definitely try to water in the morning so you got the air circulation and so things aren't just going to sit and basically rot. In other parts of the country, like out here, we water whenever we can. We'll water in the morning up until mid-morning, depending on how hot it's going to get, because if you're watering during a real scorcher of a day, I've seen that do a lot of damage to plants. It's as if those little water droplets almost act like little magnifying glasses, and they'll sit and they'll burn the leaves. So I try not to water during the heat of the day. But I'll water at night too. And if that's when I have time, I'll go out, give the garden a good soaking, and at least I know that water is going to stay there. It's not going to evaporate immediately, and the plants can utilize that moisture. Now, how much to water is also a big question. Well, it's a lot of fun to give the boys the watering wand and tell them to go crazy in the garden, but it's not always the best way to go. It's better if you water deeply and less frequently. You know, it's really tempting to go out and feel down in your soil and, you know, maybe an inch down it's damp, but the top is dry, and want to give it a quick shot of water to make yourself feel good. But it doesn't do the plants a lot of good. You want to really water deep. And I'll give you an example of how it works. This year was a very dry and fairly hot summer. And at one of the community gardens, which was a private gentleman's residence, that's where he gardened, so most of it was actually his garden, he had water rights to use water out of the river. So we put a pump down there, and then we would turn the water on in the evenings. Well, he wanted it so that the water would be turned on for 15 minutes every evening. I argued with him because I know it's better to water deeply, but that's what he wanted. So that's what we did. And by late summer, the corn wasn't producing and other vegetables weren't producing very well. And that was the primary culprit. Because corn, for example, which was one of the number one vegetables we had out there, it needs 2 inches a week, sometimes a little bit more if it's really hot and dry, and it sure wasn't getting that. Because 15 minutes on a hot, dry, windy evening barely dampens the surface, so it definitely wasn't getting down to the roots. And as a result, maybe picked 8 ears of corn out of 16 rows. I mean, it was really, really bad. It really opened my eyes at how important it is to water deeply and water enough. So when you are watering, keep that in mind. Now, how to water is also another question. Of course, you can hand water, but like I said, you want to be sure if you're hand watering that you're watering deeply enough. And if you have one of the great rain barrels there that's catching them, just know that if you have more than maybe a 4x4, 4x8 foot bed, you're going to drain that when you're watering correctly. So they're great to have, and you'll just zip through it, but you'll know everything is done right when you use it. Other ways to water are the sprinklers, which is probably the worst way to go. I mean, I use them because I don't have my drip line set up everywhere. But when you put up the sprinkler, it evaporates. And also, if it's windy or breezy at all, it also blows a lot. So you're losing a lot. It's really hard in areas where water is expensive to watch so much of it blow away, basically. So my favorite way to go is through drip lines. Soaker hoses work really well, fairly inexpensive, depending on how much you have to get. And pretty, just very, very simple to set down. Just take landscape pins to keep them in place and put them up and down rows or through the beds just to make sure your plants are going to get hit. When it's time to water, you just turn on the water. And those first few times during the spring, you're going to kind of have to judge of how long you need to keep it on to water adequately, because it will differ depending on your soil type. But once you get it down, you just turn it on. Everything gets done. You're not losing a lot to evaporation. Same thing with other drip systems that have the emitters through there, and you could place those by plants. You could be really, really specific, and it's a really efficient way to water. So water is a precious commodity, not only out here in the West, but throughout the country. You know, we all go through times of drought where even places that never have to pull out a hose are scrambling to find ways to water their garden. So be smart about it, and you're going to be happy with a great productive garden for years down the road.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.